Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Tick.
I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 to 3. He's on his way down to New Orleans. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 to 3. He's using Spunk to get some booty. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
Yes, sir. You hear the open? A special edition of Afternoon Job. And by the way, we've got the NIT break coming up here in about 15 minutes, the best of the rest. But let's go to that Diamond Factory ticket hotline and check in with, I would assume, a very tired, maybe a little bit motivated George Dunham. George, how you doing?
How we doing, Sweet Spot?
We hope you enjoyed the way we handled the Justin Tucker segment. I don't know if you heard any of that.
Very respectful. Yes, he's a shap. So when you're a shap, you're shap for life. So let's wait for all the facts to come out.
Okay, so you are headed east towards Louisiana, and you have several stops on the way. I believe the first is in Marshall, Texas, where you're going to be the Grand Marshal of a parade.
That's right. I don't believe that, but yes, that's what Corby says.
Well, I don't hear the engine revving right now. Whoa. I don't hear you on the freeway. Where are you being?
No, I'm actually, just for you guys, I pulled over and I'm making a Bucky's run.
Hell yeah.
Hey, are you inside Bucky's right now?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just...
Spunt with you.
Spunt is with me, and I just... should I get him a Bucky Beaver onesie?
You
yes,
should.
Absolutely, yes.
You've got to get beaver nuggets while you're there, and you also have to use the restroom. Like, you've got to let the hell out. Because I'm sure that's going to have to happen at some point. Have you done that yet?
in the
past 2 hours? It's like, oh, crap, already?
I'm good. I think I'm good on that front.
Okay, I was...
They do have hoodies. Maybe I get him a hoodie.
Great. So I was wondering, I'm glad you're bringing him inside, because I thought maybe, even if you had to stop at just a regular gas station, not a big old Bucky's, that you might leave him buckled in the car with the windows up, and then all of a sudden a good Samaritan will see that, and they would alert the authorities like you're keeping a young child locked in a car with the windows up.
Yeah, police cars as I walk out there.
Yeah.
No, I brought him in here with me, and... we can scare up. Maybe we'll put some brisket on the board here in a second.
Ooh.
So, I'll yell that out too. You guys ever do that when they say that?
What do you yell?
No.
Brisket on the board?
You haven't heard them do that at a Bucky's when they're about to cut up the chopped beef?
Oh, I guess not. I've been to Bucky's several times and never heard that in person.
And they say there's brisket on the board. Yeah.
That turkey's good too.
How's the crowd there at Bucky's right now? Are you inside or are you still in your car?
Yeah, no, I'm inside. Okay. It's like it always is. There's 400 people in here.
Go introduce someone to Spunt.
Okay.
Just find someone, whoever looks like they want to talk.
You guys want to meet Spunt? That's Little Spunt. Little Spunt. You're live on the radio right now. The ticket in Dallas. Yeah. Well, he's going to New Orleans, and he's going to Super Bowl 59.
All right.
Where are you guys from?
Kansas.
Louis. Oh, St. Louis? Yeah. Okay. Go Chiefs.
Ask if they want to ask any questions to Spunt.
No, they're gone.
Is Spunt still wearing his red T-shirt?
Yeah, we're going red today.
Okay. Okay, so I know you've only been in the car for a few hours, but are you already reaching like the Tom Hanks level in Castaway where you had to have Wilson to keep your sanity, so you're just constantly talking to your little friend?
I haven't talked to him yet. I've kind of ignored him. I think he's been sleeping. So I didn't want to keep him up. Wait, hold on just a second. Hey, are y'all about to yell breakfast on the board? I mean, sorry, brisket on the board? It'll be turkey? Are we getting close?
Yeah.
Okay. Me and Spunt are going to yell it with you. Okay. It's going to be exciting.
But that'd be a confusing sentence for her.
Ask her if she's heard about the Justin Tucker situation.
There's turkey on the board! Yeah, we got it.
Nice.
Hell yeah. That feels good.
Okay, so you're just...
Man, I am, now I'm really getting some looks.
Do you have the baby Bjorn yet, or are you just carrying him around by his little hand?
That thing, I'm just carrying him almost like I'm burping him.
Oh, okay. A little spit cloth.
Walking through, yeah. I think it's hard to figure out. I never had... Did you have that when your girls were little, Sean? I never had one of those things.
What a...
Bjorn.
A Bjorn? Yeah, the wife
had the Hangover.
Yeah. I wore it one time. You could either put the baby in the front or they could be on your back like a backpack. Mm-hmm. And that always seemed unstable to me. So if I did it, it was always on the front.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's where Spunt's going to go, is on the front.
It's a front Spunt.
Spunt, you want something to drink? Oh, okay. He says he's good. He says he has to go pee-pee, though.
Yeah, take him to the bathroom.
Oh, gosh.
Have him buy a urinal.
Take Surely a picture of him in the bathroom. Here. I mean, I'm like in Terrell, so.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
There's P1s here.
There's a lot of P1s in Terrell.
Maybe you can make an announcement on the PA. Ask if there's any P1s that want to meet Spunt.
Ooh, yeah, like an autograph sesh. Like a 3-minute autograph sesh with Spunt.
First 10 P1s get an autograph.
No one has come up just yet, but I'm sure they will.
Okay, I know you have to stop in Shreveport to do a hand of blackjack or something at a casino, right? That's part of this?
Yeah.
Are you worried about getting him indoors? Because it feels like the people at the front might go, okay, what are you doing? Why is this here? Maybe they're thinking...
Well, he's Spunt.
Like, yeah, but maybe they think it's like a camera inside of it, like you're trying to like game the system some way.
And they end up cutting him open.
I know.
Looking, they might think you're muling drugs with Spunt. They might think he's full of fentanyl.
Or are you thinking they're a card counting team, Sean?
I don't know.
I'm thinking more drug-related.
Like perhaps.
I did want to see if there was an escalator there and...
Do Rain Man?
Just get a video of me and Spunt going down the escalator. Like
that's funny.
Definitely.
And this is Spunt 2. Like, this is backup. You're getting the main one. Because we've seen the pictures on social media this morning when Corby delivered you Spunt.
Yeah, it's kind of a creepy doll-looking thing.
Have you seen the big one?
No, I have not. Have y'all?
No, I haven't. I'm curious because I think the one you have is pretty good. It's not too lifelike. It's not cinema quality.
You have similar
like Step
hair.
Brothers, yeah. The same style hair. I could see it being related to you.
Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Is this fudge? White fudge? Okay.
In the bathroom?
I'm going to get some for Spunt here.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, we got a fudge sample.
Yeah.
So you went to the bathroom, I guess.
Was she interested in you, George?
No. Stop being weird.
What was the fudge lady like? Was she...
Oh, man.
Yeah? Hot fudge lady?
Or
fudge, you, no. Fudge hot?
No.
You want to go full Tucker on her?
Whoa.
Yeah, I want you to start asking people if they've heard about that, and then you just read the details.
Oh.
No. I want to try to kill that story. It can't be true.
Okay, so media night is Monday, where we're all going to be there, and there's going to be bits, as there always is, and you'll, I guess, fit right in. Do you worry that you need to get a credential for Spunt?
No, because I've seen, like, other, like, dummies there, you know?
Pat McAfee.
And, I don't know about dolls. I don't know about dolls, but, you know, you guys have seen especially from... Like South American countries,
like Mexico,
like some sort of puppet or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
we have seen that.
Oh my gosh!
You can just talk like them, make some friends.
Yeah.
So at the time,
so many weird looks. Everyone just thinks I'm insane.
Yeah, probably are. But at the time, were you this up?
Hey, what's up?
Oh.
Oh, we got a P1 here. Hang on a second.
Oh.
What's your name?
Joel.
Hey, Joel. How are you? Where are you from?
We live in Van Allstate.
Oh, okay.
We're driving out to
Were you guys out there listening to the parking lot?
Well, we were driving, and I go, I can't believe Dub's at.
Oh, awesome.
The Bucky's in peril, and she's like, all right, go ahead.
You want to get a picture with Spot?
Absolutely.
Okay. Say hey to the Sweet Spot.
Hey, Sweet Spot.
Hey, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
All right, we're going to get our
Van Allstate.
What's your wife's name? Jennifer.
Ooh, hot.
Hey, Jennifer, let's figure out the iPhone here. Okay, here we go.
Good luck, Jennifer.
Awesome.
Bottom.
Nice to meet you, Jennifer.
There's,
Joel.
There's the first P1. We need 9 more.
Cheers.
All right, Georgie.
Well, awesome. Thank y'all. Thank you. Travel safe.
I know at the time, I know when you lost this bet, you probably weren't, you know, completely dejected because you've lost this before. But if you knew it was going to be like this, would you have been more pissed off at the time?
No. So far, it's been okay. I'm out on the American road. I got a buddy with me, and we're having fun. We just got some turkey on the board. How's it get any better than that?
What are you least looking forward to the most? Is it the plantation?
Yes. I feel really uncomfortable about that, that I'm, like, I don't know, making a mockery of it, going through it with Spunt.
I'm just kidding.
But that and the zoo, how many... What are the parents going to think about that?
The zoo could be fun.
Okay, when is plantation day? Today or tomorrow?
I don't like calling it that.
Holiday.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow.
It's almost February,
the first
Sean.
Day of Black History Month.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you should go today.
Yeah, maybe.
maybe just get that one out of the way.
Don't close yet. Don't close yet. We'll be really fast.
Friday hours, they're open late.
Well, George.
Yeah.
I want you to be safe. I want you to be sure to buckle Spunt in to make sure, you know, in case anything happens, he's okay too. And we will see you Sunday on the big boat as we go down the Mississippi River.
Oh, yeah. What time does that depart?
1:30 departure.
Okay, I'm down.
All right. Be safe, okay, Captain Midnight. Love you.
See you, George. You going to be on the hard line today?
Yeah. I don't know what time because I'm getting the Marshall a little bit later than we thought. So.
Okay. We'll be listening.
Okay, yeah, listen from 3 to 7.
There he goes. That is George Dunham on his way to New Orleans. He's currently at Bucky's in Terrell, headed east. So if you see the Jubmobile, if you see Spunt, just give him a little honk and wave, take a selfie with him.